Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Dude, this how's Wang?
You commented on my TikTok.
Wait, are you serious?
TikTok.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Welcome back to another installment of Stiff Mother Effing Socks. So happy to be here. We got tour dates coming up, baby. Just added Los Angeles, my Los Angelinos. May 8th, it's a Saturday. I usually don't do Saturday headlining shows. It's usually just like 10-minute spots. So definitely come out to this. It's called Jam in the Van. It's one of my favorite venues. You get free weed and drinks with your tickets. They're like
fire.
It's $50, but it's a really cool experience.
Love that venue.
Take a date. It'll be cool. You might get a handy. Hand jobs. Talk about it later.
Uh-oh.
Next, we have San Antonio, Texas, May 25th. 5th through the 27th. Mr. Blausen is also joining me in that. Come get some feet. Come on the feet. Whatever you want to do. I don't know. Omaha, Nebraska, June 17th through the 29th. Des Moines, Iowa, July 1st through the 3rd. Let's turn up on the 4th. Liberty Township, Ohio, August 6th through the 8th. Oklahoma City, August 12th through the 15th. Spokane, Washington.
Goddamn.
Spokane, goddamn. August 19th through the 21st. All these tickets can be at trevorwallacecomedy.com or the link in my bio. Mr. Blausen. Oh, let me start for you. Nashville, sold out.
Psych, can't go to Nashville. Shit is sold out. Guys, goddamn. Whoever bought Nashville tickets, I fucking love you.
Oh, but I live
you.
In Nashville. I was going to buy tickets. Sold out.
Sold out. I'm sorry. So
demand. Now you go there next time, demand. Add a demand. Second show. There's nothing worse. I've done that. One time I sold out of a city. I don't remember where the fuck. I sold out of a city and like 3 days before a show, like, you want to have a second show? I was like, yeah. A second show had like 13 people there. I was like, should have called it quits.
All right. So May 4th, Nashville sold out. So you can't go. I'm sorry. I love you.
Can I go?
What?
Can I go?
Yeah, you can go.
No, all right.
I mean, no, it's sold out. But May 5th, we are in Huntsville, Alabama. And then, May 12th, we are in Houston, Texas. May 13th, we are in Dallas, Texas. June 17th through the 20th, I'm going to be in D.C. And then a new date added yesterday. Phoenix, Arizona, July 8th. Phoenix, Arizona, July 8th. Get all tickets at blaucomedy.com. Guys, go check Trev and I out on tour. And let's jump into the episode.
What I wanted to say was, is there anything better than back when you were in like middle school and you started hanging out with a new friend or something and you find out that your new friend has a hot sister?
Yep.
So much leverage. You're like, oh, that's cool. You have a hot sister. And it'll come out at any given time. You're like, you want to play dodgeball? You're like, you have a hot sister.
And they don't have enough social like skills to be like, why don't you shut up? The only thing is, you know what I mean? Because they're just like, oh, I'll fight you.
Yeah. Or it'd be like, dude, shut up. Or they'd be like, she's not even hot. Oh, so you look at your sister that
so
way?
You
dude,
raise your sister?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, shit, I almost fell out of my chair.
Dude, highlight.
Highlight? Are you falling out of the chair?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Dude, what's up? Where are we?
Dude, I don't know. Civ Socks, we're in the studio. You're fresh.
Socks.
You're fresh. Oh, we were talking about the Instagram thing. The thing that's
annoying.
Oh,
yeah.
You.
One thing is so funny that you see is girls when they put their Instagram caption in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
If it pays off, if I'm learning something,
yep.
If it's like Babbel, shut up, Babbel.
Babbel.
If it's like something where I'm going to learn how to be like, oh, this is how you could ask for a papaya or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, but it's always like you hit translate and it's like yesterday was my cupcake's birthday. What is, you made me hit translate for that,
madam? You literally wasted half of my second. But here's the thing, like in the internet, like a click is so crazy. Like
right.
It's like
you
you're
value
like,
oh, it.
You gotta come with fire if you're gonna make me click. I don't want to click in and be like, Leos actually are moons risings. I hate you. Also, you know what? Also, I hate sir. So I was gonna bring up, didn't tell you about.
Yeah,
Bumble profiles. Okay, I had this girl, we matched, girl messaged me and goes, no, and goes, send me a voice memo of your best pickup line.
That's weird.
No! How about no?
You know what's funny is girls have messages first on Bumble, but she was like trying to find the loophole where she's like,
dog?
I'm going to say a message just so you can send it. And then she wanted to hear your voice. What did you send back?
I sent back a block.
No, you got to send something back. You should have just.
Like, I didn't send. I actually.
You should have just done like your kid voice or like the deepest voice and be like, hey, yo, bitch, you trying to get some dick. And then just click send.
That's my stand up. That was really good.
Yeah, dude. Trust me. I know.
What was I going to say? But I haven't sent anything back. I was going to block her, didn't. But I probably should send something back wild. But also, well, just for fun for me. Because I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's also another one that.
Why
really
the voice memo?
Dude, it's like, stop making me do work. Then I gotta find where the voice memo is on the thing. I don't know where it is.
And then you like hit too early, then there's that dead silence in the beginning. You're like, is it recording?
Oh. Yeah. All of a sudden you hear.
Hey, why do bees love honey? Because they're horny.
They got send.
Yeah.
If I was a honeybee, I'd sting you.
You should just send her something that's just definitely not a pickup
line. I should send her a
Why did I go to Home Depot? I was out of light bulbs.
And needed 2x4s.
What is it about going to Home Depot and asking for directions or where something is that makes you feel like a bitch?
Because it's like a manly thing. It's like going to the gym being like, hey, where's the dumbbells? It's like,
yeah,
you're a
true.
Dude and you should know where the things are.
You know what's
are.
Funny? One time I went to the LA Fitness in Hollywood
and
I couldn't find the dumbbells. Have you ever been to the one on Hollywood Boulevard?
No.
I couldn't find the dumbbells and I just didn't.
Yeah, you can't ask.
No, so I just stuck with the stupid machines, and I knew there was dumbbells somewhere. People were walking around with a pump, and you don't get that great of a pump from some of these machines. And I'm like, where is it? But I didn't look for it. But I think you're right with the Home Depot thing. It's like you don't want to look another man in the eyes and be like, hey, bitch, where can I get thumbtacks? And he's like, Office Depot. And you're like, in Office Depot, where are the thumbtacks?
So you're like, oh, I fucked up on the beginning part of the store, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went to the home one. I should have went to the office one.
Yeah,
Hold on, do they own each other? They should. Depot? Hold on, is there a strip club named Tit Depot? Because
is there a
should
strip club called Tit Depot?
I mean, anything after something Depot sounds great.
How about this?
Give it to me.
This is better.
Dick Depot.
Ho Depot.
Ho Depot.
It's a cheaper graphic design. You just take out the M in Home Depot. You
and
put a little orange over it. Ho Depot.
At 12 a.m., it just becomes, and they dance around wood, hard.
Wood, dude. Could you imagine a wooden stripper pole? Yikes.
Ow!
They probably had that on like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
What do pirates do when they're fucking?
They all had scurvy.
I don't know what that is.
If a girl looked at me and said, I have scurvy. Yeah, scurvy is like a sexually transmitted disease.
Scurvy is?
Yeah, when you were a pirate. Arr.
Scurvy was sexually transmitted?
Yeah, no, I think it's from just like not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
Whoa, shut up, Gabe. Don't look it up.
I thought scurvy was just something that you just caught in the sea breeze. I thought it was just in the ocean. Scurvy? Some motherfuckers can be on land and get scurvy?
Yeah. Hold on. Scurvy's not... You don't get it through vagina?
I'm going to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's just from, like, malnutrition.
Oh.
Scurvy?
No. No.
What does scurvy sound like?
Scurvy sounds like you got it from a wench.
Yeah, at least three months of vitamin C deficiency.
3 months?
Yeah, vitamin coochie deficiency. Got him!
You found a way to make it sexual.
Got him!
Socks. vitamin coochie deficiency. Wow.
Yeah. That's what I was on, dude. I went like 2 weeks. How long do you go without? I mean, you have a girlfriend.
So, yeah, it's different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the girlfriend, it's like it doesn't.
Right. So before the girlfriend, how long would you go before you're like, oh, I need to go to the Home Depot?
Ho Depot.
Ho. Fuck! You know what I mean?
Could you imagine the Ho Depot? You're just waiting outside. Like, you know how people look for work out front?
Uh-huh.
Looking for a dick. Hello. I have cock.
Yeah, what do you mean? America? That's what Instagram is to me.
What?
And that's what TikTok is to me. It's just a bunch of fucking workers outside of Home Depot being like, can I get a job?
Can I get some
OnlyFans?
Yeah. I mean, social media is just a giant billboard for OnlyFans. It's turning out to be.
Let me sidebar this real quick for the next topic that I wanted to talk about. My lease is up on my car. So I test drove some cars.
Okay.
I went to this dealership.
Okay.
Okay. And you know how like most things are just like in America or in the world are like sex sells. So everything's just like, hey, you want this burger? Let's have a girl with big tits eat the burger. You're like, what does this have to do with an impossible burger? These are impossible to hits, maybe? I don't know. But so sex sells, right? Mm-hmm. So went to the dealership, test driving a car, and the woman, there was a lady that was selling me the car. She was pretty attractive, sat in the car with me, and then she started like borderline like complimenting me, but like borderline in like a sexual way. And she was like, "Yeah, you like this car, huh?"
I don't know if that's sexual, is it?
No, but what she said is, she's like, "So you like this car, huh?" And she had the big knockers, and she just, it looked like a stepmom porn was about to pop off. Yeah.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
I got big news. The Bang Bus episode is live.
Why didn't we start with this? We're talking about thumbtacks? Who gives a fuck about thumbtacks? The Bang Bus episode is live?
Yeah, I watched it.
When?
51 minutes. Last night.
51? You watched all 51 minutes?
Twice.
No.
No.
It was really 51 minutes?
Well, dude, it started to finish. They kick her out of the bus at the very end.
The kick out the bus thing is wild.
It was so funny. She's like, "Wait, I thought I was going to ride back." And they're like, "What's that over there?" And she looked, and the guy's like, "Go, go, 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 go."
Oh, my God.
That was like classic.
So all Bang Bus episodes end like that?
I think so. I don't know if people watch to the ending. I don't even know if people know that there's an ending. Because in my head, once the nut goes flying out, roll the credits.
Well, yeah, that's the end. You know what's funny? With porn, we are the directors.
Mm-hmm.
The
director's
porn,
cut.
Yeah, the porn ends when I come. If you come and continue to watch the porn, you're a serial killer.
Yeah, I can't. I feel cold and like hunched over.
Yeah,
like I feel really like bad about myself.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Like, I need to go talk to, like, a pastor or something. Oh, and I'm Jewish.
Straight to a priest. And I need to confess my sins. I need to come fast my sins. Oh, shit. Title?
Come fast for my sins?
Come fast for my sins? Or come fast for my sins? Because it's confess. But what about come fast your sins? You got it.
Okay.
Not title?
My favorite title.
Whoa! Cancel
anyways,
that!
It's up there. We can come back. We can cover more on the Patreon.
Come back.
But, man... Body, yaddy, oddy.
Let me tell you a secret. I know. I saw it.
Are you nude?
Oh, not nude, but we saw it in live in action.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
I mean, she had like a washcloth on for a dress. It was a nice little dinner napkin.
Dinner napkin.
Dinner napkin for a jeans, whatever, shorts. Yeah, I mean, we could see I didn't see the goods and services.
Right.
But I saw the outside, right. And I was like, oh, I would unwrap this package on that damn Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
I got the lifetime membership for Bang Bros.
I'm upset.
I can give you guys the password.
Please?
Yeah, the password is very easy. It's just hard, all capital. Hard! Yeah, and I periodically was like, when are they going to post it? But maybe they waited for the sketch, which is out.
Yep.
And now they're like... Put it out.
Okay. Rate it 1 to 10. Where we at?
Her?
The experience.
The experience. It was interesting because I was like, I know these people. And then I saw him fuck. And I was like, still know these people.
See, this is where I'm at. I don't... You know how the whole thing is like, never meet your idols?
Yeah.
Not that Peter was ever my idol, but like... Now I feel we've had enough interaction with this guy that like I sort of know him.
It was weird to be like, oh, that's the homie's cock.
Yeah. It would be like watching a porn with you, which I would, but it would be like watching a porn with you. I'd be like, get him, Trev. But like,
this is weird knowing that I can text that guy and be like, wow, you clap those bad boys.
Yeah, I don't.
And then I'd do this emoji.
Okay.
Yeah, it was neat.
Did it ruin the experience for you?
No.
Knowing Pete?
No. I mean, here's the thing. You got to separate the art from the artist.
Facts. Cold hard facts.
It was just cool to see it in fruition. Is that the word?
Come to fruition. Come to fruition.
Title,
maybe. Okay.
There we go. By the way, this is the last episode on my channel. The next,
they're
all going to be on the Stiff Socks new YouTube page, which is formerly the Stiff Socks clip page. We'll link it below. If you're on YouTube, then you can find it there. Anyways, back to it. Horny. That's out. You're getting test drove. You're thinking you're actually getting ridden, but in her reality, she's just like, I'm just doing my job. You like the car, right? And you're like, shit, okay. But is it like if you went to like a Habit Burger and she's like, do you want ranch? And you're like, wow, is everybody trying to fuck today?
I've been there emotionally before, but the answer is no. I think, you know how like strippers talk to you and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
She wants to be my wife.
Yeah.
That's what I think she was. She had a Sherper feel, a touch to me. And so when she was like, so she'd be
what
like.
What dealership is this?
I don't want to say.
Okay. I was going to go get an oil change and be like, where's she at?
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm telling you, she was bad.
Okay.
And she had.
How long before you drove the car had you, was there any recent nut? Were you built up? Had you done nutted or
I beat done the night before.
Oh.
But here, something about me, and I don't know if this is you, like, if I beat the next day, my body's like, time to beat again. Like, I'm almost more horny after I fuck.
Okay.
No? Wrong?
No, I'm just walking it through. I mean, yeah, it's there's a quick reset button. It's like a one night sleep and you're like back on.
Let's beat. Yeah. So I think I was sort of in that realm. But I will say, I think the combination of the way that she looked, she was very much my type, which was obviously helping. But the things that she was saying, she was like singing along to the music. And then she was like, so do you like the car? And I was like, yeah, it drives pretty good. And she was like, honestly, like, you look really good in this car. And then my brain goes, what's happening? What's happening next? What are you going to do to sell me this car, madam?
Well, I'll tell you what she does. Okay. She sells you the car.
Yes.
And then after you sign it, she puts her wedding ring on and goes, so what are your plans for the day? And you're like, crying.
Yes.
Crying in my brand new car.
Yes. This is, but I know all of this. It's like when you go to a clothing store, like a nice one, like Nordstrom's, you put on a jacket and there's a lady being like, wow. You looking so good in that. Yeah. And then you go, oh my God, I do look. And you buy it.
Yeah, they don't do that at TJ Maxx. They just spit on you.
Oh, yeah. They kick you in the dick.
You're like, right, you didn't work here? They're like, yeah, kinda.
I like, no,
just
stop.
Chew the gum on the floor.
What does kinda mean?
50-50.
Goddamn.
Skin condoms. Ladies and gentlemen, the first sponsor of this podcast. You already know because I just said it. But maybe you forgot. I forgot that I was even wearing one right now.
Fact.
I don't even know what's on because they're the number one non-latex brand in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even feel like I'm wearing it, dude.
I'm telling you, when I'm beating in these and I'm looking down, I got to check to see if it's on because I'm like, am I going raw dog? Am I being a responsible adult? And I look down, I go, Michael, responsible adult. I'm the best. I feel good when I wear a condom because then you wake up and you go, oh, do I have every disease in the world? No, because I wore a condom. And guys, let me tell you something. They have the strength of premium latex offering the same protection against pregnancy and STIs, bro. Oh, discover a new level of intimacy. Shop skin condoms at Amazon.com.
Where?
Amazon.com.
And how do you spell it?
AMAZON.
No,
okay.
No, skin.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Skin condoms, yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
SKYN.
Skin.
They're not made from actual skin, but you'd think they would be. You know what I mean. Skin condoms, Amazon.com.
Goddamn. So then she goes, yeah, you look really good in this car. And she just wasn't like, wow, you look really good in this car. It was like, there was like a.
I'm you. Let me drive. I'm driving.
Okay. Wow. You look really good.
You want to fuck?
Why did? Yes. It was a weird interaction, and she was too. I've never test drove with a seller person. I don't know what the fuck they're called. That was
salesman?
Thank you. A car salesman that was so that I didn't. I would beat. Is what I'm trying to say. So it was an odd interaction because usually when I test drive with someone, it's an old dude named Bob that's 57 and just got divorced and can't find his daughter. Like, that's the person I'm used to driving with. Yeah. And it was just a totally different feel.
Yeah.
And she like turned the music up and she was like singing. She was almost trying to replicate she was almost trying to replicate like a girl that would be with me in the car. Like, that's what it felt like.
Wow, that's a great salesman.
It is, but also like I'm self-aware enough to be like, can you stop? It's too fake to me. She was just like bopping up and down, turning the thing, and like she's like, Biggie, can't you see? Wow, you look really good in this car. She opened the moonroof, the hair. I'm like, what are you doing next? What's next? Taking your tits out?
Could be.
Hold on.
Sometimes you gotta close the deal. I'll tell you what.
Oh shit.
And for this Manscaped,
fuck, I'm Kelly Blue Balls.
There's a title.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more so having any experience that's not an old guy doing like a, you know, a test drive, it feels different, you know, because they're always like, yeah, take a right-hand turn. How smooth is that? Anyways, you can just drop me off here. I'm going to go play pool for a couple hours. Like, it's always just very awkward. So the fact that it was like fun and music and you're like, it was just different from start to finish, regardless if she was trying to have fun. Anybody's trying to have fun in a test drive, you're like, this feels weird. You're like, let me just drive it.
Yeah. And also, remember when you were like, hey, is it, it's similar to like when you're at like a restaurant and like the server's just like a little extra nice. You're like, wow, she's trying to beat. It's like, no, she's trying to get a tip. And that's exactly what this was. It's like, she ain't trying to beat. Like, she's just trying to be a little extra, like, you know, put a little niceness on it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, you're doing the sale because some lady just said, like, you look good in the car, so let's continue.
Yeah, there's a certain level where something's like too much. Like, you ever have the waiter sit down at the table with you?
Yeah, I don't like that.
What are we doing today? And he sits down.
Well, what, I know what you're doing. You're standing the fuck
up. It's a go box.
Yeah, I don't like
put
this.
Put yourself
at all.
In it, sir. Get out of here.
Also, it's like there's six of us in a booth. You make us slide over?
I want to trim scampi, not Alex. Who are you?
Who are you? You give me scurvy. Why are you too close to my girlfriend?
So scurvy's not sexually transmitted.
It is. I'm going to continue on.
Scurvy.
Scurvy, sexually transmitted.
Anyway, so...
Yes. So I didn't end up doing anything. She just made me, not even nervous. I just like, you're trying too hard and I didn't like it. I went to the next dealership. This dude was like, had to be named Kyle. This guy was like 22 at the most.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting next to me. He's like, bro, man, I would get this car, bro. But I honestly, my favorite car is a Shelby. I definitely get a Shelby, bro. But this shit's kind of dope, man. My friend fucking Abram has this shit. Kind of sick, dog.
Yeah, it's annoying when if you're younger looking at cars, they usually send out a younger person to be like, yeah, this guy's not going to buy some shit. Kevin, go deal with this.
I'm 100% on board with you. And they normally do that. Or they try to do it. They try to get the youngest person in the dealership to deal with younger people. But generally, the youngest person's like 47, so it doesn't really work. This dude was really young. I will say it felt way more honest because I just called up and said, hey, I would like to come test drive a car. And it was the dude who picked up.
Okay.
So but he was, but that to me just felt, there was, I don't know, man, there's a way to sell things that doesn't feel like you want to buy it, like gun out, want to buy it. He was just like, he was just like, yeah, man, it's sick, dude, it can do this and this. And it felt way less pressure filled, and especially coming from a dealership that I was like, oh, this woman, I feel like this woman's trying to beat. And I just want to buy a car. I don't want to have sex with you. I would. I would. She looked like my mom with bigger tits. So, you know, let's start there.
How old was she?
Was
she like a young professional, or was she just like, we out here just 20s?
No, not 20s. I think she might have been like early to mid 40s.
Oh,
but looks good and does Pilates. Yeah, I would beat. Oh, I would beat. Did I tell you that?
Did she have a wedding ring on?
Didn't look. She had olive skin. Am I gonna go back?
Maybe.
Am I gonna go back to the dealership?
Did you like the car, or you were just too distracted?
I thought the car was fine.
Oh,
the car drove incredibly well. But the interior, I was like, honestly, I got back in my Jetta and I was like, I like my Jetta more. So I'm like, I'm not going to spend all this extra money for a car that I sort of like.
Gotcha.
Yeah. but yeah. And I went to the other dealership. This guy was a British guy. Anytime someone has a British voice, I'll buy it. I'll buy anything. What is it? He's like, hello, did you want this car? I'm like, what?
All they have to say is one fact. They're like, this car does have air conditioning. And you're like, wow, the air is conditioned? Who's doing it in there?
I go, is that what AC stands for?
Wait, shampoo and conditioner in the car?
Hold on.
The seat moves. Say that again. The seat has an electronic switch on the side.
Oh, shit.
Who's doing that? Are you under the seat?
Oh, shit. By the way, my headboard, I beat yesterday. My headboard almost fell off. Talk to me, Johnson.
There's no way you're fucking so hard your headboard falls off. What is your headboard made out of? Pop-Tarts?
Maybe. I would take a bite every morning. That would be the best. You don't have to cook breakfast. I hate cooking breakfast.
I hate cooking.
Eating worst. Stop being hungry, you piece of shit body.
Oh, my God. That was the worst part about vacation is you eat, you do a thing, you go, well, time to eat again. And every meal on vacation, so expensive. It's like, in my head, boys trip, different story. Boys trip, you can be like, let's do Carl's Jr. and fucking just drink through lunch.
Yeah.
And then we can post make something for dinner. When you're with the lady and friends and this and everything's a thing, you know? As much as like I travel and we travel, the amount of times I've gone to Starbucks in the morning, just fucking shotgun a Starbucks yogurt parfait and been fine.
I know, but that's all you need. Your body doesn't need all this extra shit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Do I want onion rings on my steak? No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, but like I don't need it.
Yeah, it just, it's a lot. I wish I could literally just take like a syringe of just protein powder and just jam it on my forehead and be like, you're good.
That's all I need. But then, when you got a girlfriend and it's like, you know, I'm always, the last like month, I'm like, oh, I want a girlfriend. But these are the things where I'm just like that. Listen, at the end of the day, you're almost happy that she does force it because you're like, I would have had a Carlos Jr., like half a chicken nugget and have been like, you know, get scurvy.
Also, it's like you never really like, you're never like, oh, fuck, I'm mad I ate. Like, you know, you never, it's like.
Well, I'm mad when the bill comes.
Right. But like 4 hours later, you're not like somewhere being like, holy shit, I am so hungry. Like I will, because like I get hangry where you're just fighting coconuts, but you're like, oh, I have a sustainable level throughout the day. So I am, you know, glad that I do that.
Yes.
And fortunate that, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. But God, there's just times I'm just like, again?
Oh, every time I get hungry, I get angry.
The second my stomach goes, blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Shut up. I literally have a bit about this.
It's almost embarrassing. It's just.
It's almost embarrassing for my body. Like, you're a body, and you can do so much stuff. First of all, can I just say this? When you sleep, you're plugged in and you recharge. That's crazy. Like, when you sleep, you're plugging in a Tesla and you're recharging it. What are you talking about?
Wait, you know how you put a phone on a wireless charger?
Yep.
That's just us.
And the wireless charging pad is a bed.
And then when you get up, it doesn't charge.
Nope. Dude, this is really cute.
What came first?
The chicken.
The human or the iPhone?
Oh, shit. Honestly, we are turning into iPhones. Dude, I was listening to fucking Elon Musk talk on some goddamn podcast. I forget. He's done a million. But essentially, they were like, he was talking about this thing where, you know, you're going to put the chip in your brain. It's called like Earthlink, whatever the hell it's called. I forget.
The Neuralink thing.
Thank you. Neuralink thing. Thank you. Wait, take a chip. It's like a Neuralink thing. You take a chip, put it in your brain, blah, 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 right? And
Doritos?
Yes. Anyways, this next sponsor, Doritos. No. What was I going to say? Yeah. But then he goes, someone was arguing about it. He was like, yeah, it's kind of weird, blah, blah. And he was like, well, we already have a chip. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, yeah, it's in your pocket. Like, we're already chipped.
The phone?
We're already chipped.
Yeah.
What? We're robots. Everyone's like, oh, I'm so scared of the robots. Hey, bitch, we're already here. We are the robot. You know, the whole thing is like, oh, if you don't know who the product is, you are the product. We're the product. That's a scary thing. We're the product?
Yeah. What's funny is like,
what are we selling?
I agree that we're tracked on everything with the phone and stuff. But every time a website asks me for cookies, I'm like, no, I need my privacy.
Yeah.
Get out of here, cookies.
You know, the whole like that iPhone, the iOS system that was like the new update, whatever, like have to ask me for all the cookies or whatever. Just yes.
Yeah, I'd rather just not know.
I just take my cookies.
I don't want to know.
Honestly, I love cookies. Not those cookies. Like real cookies?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that's why they call them cookies, because you're like, hold on, cookies? Where?
They should call them
a fucking Hilton Inn?
If they called them tits, yes, of course. Except tits. Except tits. If they were like, hey, a set of cookies replaced with tits, everyone would say
like a Z at the end? Tits.
Oh, yep. I'm tits.
What hotel gives you the cookies? What a great idea.
And they're warm.
Hilton? Sheridan?
I think it might be Sheridan. I think
Is it?
Sure. It might be Hilton or one of those. But
Double Tree.
Double Tree.
Yep. Double Tree. Double chips. Let's go.
Why the hell they call it a Double Tree? You call it a tree? Tree Hotel? Why do we need two?
I don't know.
Double Tree. Double Tree sounds so much better than Single Tree.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. We charge every night.
Bananas. And then we're like, oh, we need. Well, hold on.
So you know what a wireless charger is?
Huh?
Cocaine.
What?
A wireless charger. You know, like when you a portable charger?
Yes. Now I'm back on board.
G Fuel?
Yeah, portable charger is G Fuel.
Okay, yeah. What would that be? Because you're like, when you're on like 3% energy and you get that little spike of espresso, is that just a portable charger?
That's a portable charger, yeah. I would like to ask you this, though.
Elon Musk.
All right. Elon Fusk. Dogecoin, you in? No. So I would like to ask, if the pad thing is a bed...
Yes.
So when we eat food, what's that? Is food, because food energy too.
I think there's multiple chargers.
So it's a different type of charger.
Yeah, because food goes in your mouth, the bed goes in your ass.
Hold on. Well,
hold on. Does your bed not?
My, I would love a bed going in my ass. The headboard fell off. Guys, it's not made of Pop-Tarts.
It really did?
The headboard fell off. I will say in, not my defense, I guess, against the coolness of it, my headboard is not connected to my bed.
What is it?
It's connected to the, what's it called? It's connected to a wall.
It's just the side of a barn you ripped off and it's just behind your bed?
Have you ever seen someone use a door as a headboard? It looks kind of dope.
No.
It looks kind of cool.
A door?
Yeah, I mean, they're poor, but it looks kind of cool.
There's no way that's proportional. Unless you have a massive bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's a fucking. Good.
I think it's funny what hotels do. They just like mount it to a wall, but there's nothing behind it. Is that what you have?
That's what I have, yeah. Oh. Whoa. Well, no, this. Well, actually, I will say that the reason I had to put it to the wall is because when it was connected to my bed frame and I would fuck, it would just slap the goddamn.
But that's cooler.
It's not. It's more annoying. I literally would have to take a small pillow and put it behind the bed frame, so or behind the headboard.
Put Greta behind there?
What?
You put Greta behind there?
I'm her.
Yeah. What, it almost broke or did break or?
No, it just fell off. It just fell off.
Fell
the wall.
Off.
Yeah, during and it just.
What is it held with? Thumbtacks?
Ho!
Office Depot.
Oh, Home Depot. Ho Depot. No, it's like a little, like just mechanism sort of holding it. Like a, it looks like a little shelf behind, like a metal shelf. So it, but I was holding it, the headboard.
It's made of graham crackers.
Yeah, it's made of cornflakes. But I was holding it and I guess I lifted it up a little bit, whatever. I don't know. It just fucking fell. I felt so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I fucked the headboard off the thing. Also, real quick, in this sexual interaction that I had, this was one of the most humiliating but, like, just hilarious moments. She was on her knees. She took my pants off, and she looked at me, and she goes, she started laughing. I go, what?
Wow, that's not good right out the gate.
I know.
Wrong emotion to have right now.
Yeah, she made fun of my boxer briefs. She goes,
oh.
She goes, Hanes? Why don't you leave my fucking house?
Wow, that is
leave
fucked.
My house.
That's fucked. What? Were they just normal Hanes?
Yeah.
But like they weren't like some weird ass design.
Like, no, they weren't
like last pair of like laundry day boxers.
The Hanes, I have like four or five pairs of Hanes, and in my defense, they are the last five pairs I will. Yeah, I won't do Hanes. Yeah, I won't do Hanes until I need it. Cause you know. I like look kind of cute. I like, you know, Calvin Klein's, you know? Ooh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Right, but I also have some pairs that like a brand sent to me and they feel, for me, I'm like, they feel good enough. You know, they work, but they have like weird ass designs.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I picture when she's like laughing. But she just literally saw the tag and was like, Hanes.
Yeah, she's like a brand whore or something. She was like, oh, Hanes, and started laughing. I'm like, well, now what do we do? Do we fight?
She's definitely not letting you finish in her with Hanes. She goes, this man can't raise a fucking family. He can't even raise a debit card.
Facts. She was like, oh, this guy has zero money with Hanes. But also it's like, I mean, fuck you.
It's boxes. It's not like it's lingerie. It's not supposed to be like sexy. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe that's what I'm missing out on.
I think, because normally I do like to feel
that's
sexy.
What, you see, you be fucking with the lights on. That's where you fuck yourself over.
I can't believe you fuck with the lights on.
I'll fuck like, wherever.
Like it's the Staples Center.
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Madison Square. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Well, not like the lights on or off. It's just like it depends, you know? But had you had the light more askew, what does that mean? Closed?
That's fine. Askew sort of works.
Askew doesn't even know what it means. She wouldn't know. How big was the Hanes logo? Also, why is Hanes out here so aggressive? Like, Hanes, this should just be like a whisper on the side, just like a little H.
Yeah. like, like,
Fruit of the Loom is way too fucking bold. It's like Fruit of the Loom, like it's a Gucci belt all across the elastic.
Have we talked about Fruit of the Loom? What the fuck is a loom? Please look it up, Gabriel.
I don't know, but the commercials are tight. They used to, like, everyone would dress up as fruit.
I just love, and I feel like we talked about it before, but I don't care. I feel like it's so funny to be an actor. You finally made it, and the dad's like, what are you? And you're like, I'm an apple.
Yeah.
But also, Rex.
And the dad goes, Honeycrisp? He goes, well, the guy goes, get the fuck out of my family.
Wow.
You like Honeycrisp apples?
Yes.
They're the best ones by far.
It's not even close. Yeah. I honestly don't think there's an apple that's close. Oh, hold on. Fuji.
Fuji's a good contender. They'd be boys.
Fuji's too.
Yeah, they'd be
but
a good
Honeycrisp.
Man.
Honeycrisp with a little bit of peanut butter? Shut up.
Hard.
Your mouth.
Hard. I mean,
how are you going to make fun of my underwear when you're on your knees? What are you even saying
to me?
What
did you say back to that?
I just,
You said something crazy.
I didn't. I just laughed. I go, what? What's wrong with those? Like, I didn't really have anything. Listen, when you're rock hard, you're not really having like you know, fucking great comeback.
Yeah.
You're just like, can we continue this? What about, you know what I mean? What is this, wilding out?
You should have, like, on her way out, like, snuck the Hanes in her purse and been like, souvenir.
Yeah.
And then uses them, donates them at a Salvation Army.
It's just a wild time. It's just a wild time to like try to like roast me.
What type of would that be like the same if like you went to take her pants off and she had like granny panties on or some shit? Like I'm trying to think what would be the inverse. Like what would make you laugh?
Nothing in that moment unless she like took it like unless she took her pants off and she had like stiff socks underwear or something. Then I'd be like, oh, okay.
How do you feel about face tattoos on people? Why do people get them in such horny places? They'd be like, this is grandma, but it's on the tit. Or it's like, this is my brother.
Hold on, you said Kevin. Face tattoos. You mean body tattoos?
Pictures of the face.
Got it. I thought you meant tattoos on the actual
people are
face.
Always like, yeah, there's grandma on my tit. Or it's like, this is my twin sister on my asshole. You're like, I don't think she needs to be there.
I'm in.
Do you love her?
I'm in.
You like it?
Well,
the artist.
If you have a picture of like another girl on your ass.
No, but it's like a family member. So someone who's like passed away.
Oh, no.
If it's just like a random dude and you're like in jail and you have like a Sailor Jerry's logo girl like tattooed on your arm. Sure.
Right. Horny place is weird. If you have a picture of like your cousin that like passed away in a circus fire, like on like I don't know, like on your ass, it's a little weird. When I'm clapping cheeks from behind,
yeah,
and I'm looking at your cousin
just singing out loud, bop, 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 bop. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it.
Fruit of the Loom is a pun. Fruit of the womb means children, and a loom is a thing that you make clothes out of. So it's
a
loom is just a thing. It's a machine for making clothes, like an old timey thing.
But
so there's a phrase called fruit
is a joke.
You pretty much because there's that old timey phrase that's like fruit of the womb is what you call kids. So they're saying
fruit of the womb.
That's what you refer to children. Yeah.
So then a loom is how you make them. So Fruit of the Loom's a horny brand.
Is it?
Yeah, because they're literally like, hey, you take these off to fuck.
Yes.
It's literally what they're saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Why are you going to make fun of me?
Oh, with Hanes?
I'm rock hard. I'm defenseless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not Whose Line Is It Anyways. What am I supposed to come up with next? I didn't know we're riffing.
And then your headboard broke after?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The whole thing was a catastrophe. Am I going to see it?
She leaves and she slides like a $20 under the door.
Yeah. She like Venmos me $100. She's like, this is for the headboard because I know you need it because you're wearing Hanes. Fuck you, man. I'm doing great.
Oh, I had a thought.
Give it to me.
To me over the loose knit of the last 24 hours when I was looking up Bang Bus. I start on Pornhub as one does, you know.
Yep.
A nice appetizer, a nice cocktail.
Oh.
Recommended category, a few down for me was hand jobs. I don't know how to take that, but what does that mean for me? Because my first thought was
give it to me.
Either this guy is so boring, he needs hand jobs, or he's watched everything in the porn realm, and Pornhub's like, hey, let's scale it back a little.
See,
let's start with the OG days.
I'm going to tell you this, and we all know this.
You're all in.
Oh, I'm a I'll search for handjob porn guy. That's where I'm at. I'll search for a I'll type
so,
in.
So you're just watching somebody else get jerked off?
Oh, daddy, yes I am. All right. I'll search handjob POV ascend.
Handjob POV, wait. So is that just a guy wearing a GoPro on his forehead jerking off?
Correct. And that's the episode, guys. No.
Wait, what is handjob POV?
You just see the lady jerking the dude off. So a guy essentially is holding the camera and watching her jerk him off. And then in my brain, I go, I'm the guy. But here's the thing.
When you watch basketball when you're growing up and you're like, whoa, look at me. I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The jerk off POV thing, the handjob POV thing is a little odd because in my head, I'm like, the dude's holding the camera.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. I'm still in. I think handjobs are very underrated. We all know this.
It just caught me off guard because usually it's like it recommends shit that makes you feel cool. It's like,
oh, I
fucking
understand what
big
you're saying.
Titty, bluff, fat ass. And you're like, yeah. It just caught me off that they're like, handjob. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're like, date night with the lady. You're like, what? What? No.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I ain't no bitch.
Croquet with your girl.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
I had something happen on the flight to Hawaii.
Croquet, so white.
Croquet is very white. If you translate on Instagram croquet, it just says white.
Yeah. Can I ask you this before you talk about Hawaii? Because we haven't even touched that. You just came back from a week of Hawaii, which I really want to talk about. What do you think the whitest statement is? Gabe and I were just talking about this off camera.
There's so many.
There's so many. Can I tell you mine, then you can tell me yours?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. The whitest statement I think is, do you know who my dad is?
Yeah.
Bro, that is... that is Miracle Whip white.
That's very...
that is khakis on a Tuesday white.
You know who my dad is, yeah.
Do you
a
know...
a lot of times, it's just, you know, Hank.
It's Hank.
He's just not a dude you need to be flexing about.
No, he also just sells Nissans. Like, it's not even... what I'm saying. He's not even a guy.
Yeah, his wife's not even the hot girl in, you know, trying cars with you.
You would have loved this lady.
I hope she shows up on my Pornhub.
She has tits for days. I'm talking about, you look at her tits, you go, damn, I see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on them tits. Four days? 4 days and 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Tits.
I think the whitest thing you can say is, well, I think there's two. I think that's very good. Listen up, bucko. Listen.
Wow.
The bucko is just like
wow.
Banger.
What about Chief? How do you feel about someone calling you Chief? We're fighting now, I think.
Anybody who calls me anything, period, I think. Chief, champ.
Boss.
Champ makes me feel like boss is...
Boss I'm cool with.
Boss I kind of like, you know?
Boss is cool.
But you're never doing like bossy activities. You're like buying a Gatorade and you're super hungover because here you go, boss. And you're like, I don't think a boss would get a cucumber lime Gatorade right now.
I'm not a boss. I'm holding a Nutri-Grain bar. How am I a boss?
That's your opening line at a bar to a girl? Yeah, I don't know. Just the boss around here, according to Hank over there. Hey, how's it going? I think, do you know who my dad is? I'll see you in court.
That was close to what Gabe said. Gabe, yeah. What did you say?
It was just like, fuck, I can't even remember now.
But you said anytime you threaten legal action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you just why. Mess with the wrong guy. Because here's the thing. If you're about that action,
that's
you just
a good
swing.
One.
You just... well, so in Hawaii, we saw some beef go down. The whole trip, we were like kind of looking around. We were like, we don't want to piss off locals, you know?
Because
they're already like, you know, you're tourists, whatever. But we were at this shrimp spot, Giovanni's Shrimp Truck. People know about it. Everybody's telling me to go there. It was one of those like small food truck places. Holy fuck, it was so good. Was
God,
so
I exciting. Love shrimp.
It was so fucking good. I'm like a little chubbed up. My shrimp is getting fucking hard right now.
Uh-oh.
Thinking about it. But it was very crowded, and they had like three tables, and these three girls are sitting there, and this guy who's a local and his wife is standing up, and the wife goes to sit down, and the girls are sitting there. This girl goes like, oh, excuse me, we're sitting here.
Yeah.
And the dad, or not, the husband looks, local guy, and he goes, he's like, you just disrespect my wife?
Oh, that's too fast.
so quick. And she's like, no, like we're sitting here. Like, and then one of the friends was like, oh no, I said she could sit there. Cause a friend like came back to the table to join her other two friends that were already sitting there.
Got it, yeah.
And I guess the friends already were like, yeah, you can sit there. And then she was like, oh, can you like move? Like, this is our seat. And the guy just starts going off. He's like, that shit might work on the mainland, but not out here. Oh. And he's like, his hands are shaking. And he immediately goes like, you just fucked with the wrong guy. This is Islands. And I was like, keep in mind, we're like probably mitigate. We're like 10 feet away. And we're all just sitting there eating our shrimp. And we're like, it's time. And this guy was hitting all the classic lines of just like, you don't know who he just fucked with. My boys are on the way.
Meanwhile, oh my God.
The wife is sitting there just staring at the ground, just like, here we go again. And the three girls, I don't know where they were from, but they didn't give a fuck. They did not flinch. They didn't budge. And usually, I think the guy who's getting all like, I'll fuck you up.
Yep.
He needs response. He needs them to be like, okay, fine, we're sorry, and leave for him to win. But one of the girls literally went, okay, bye, sir. Shoot him off. These girls could probably like fight. They were like they weren't skinny, just like little like white chicks. They were like, they could probably fight.
Oh, that's so funny, because in my head they all worked at the Gap. Like that's what they were.
No, I don't know where they, but they were like probably like mid 30s or 40s. Like they were women. They,
right.
And one girl was like, okay, different. Yeah, sir. Like no, and they didn't move. And then they just. The wife sat there, and the guy just waited for the food, and his hand was just shaking the whole time. And I'm like, this view is right in front of me, and I'm just like trying to make small talk so it doesn't look like I'm staring at it. I was just like, oh, shrimp or what are these guys? Fish? Huh? Where's its gills? But oh my God, it was, and we're all like just sitting there. We're like, dude, oh my God, it's happening. And eventually the guy and his wife left. These girls didn't give a fuck. They didn't move for shit.
That is incredible. I also think that like all the people that actually live on the islands are all like always like pre-stocked with all of those lines.
100%. Because I felt that too. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably, they're like, you're coming to the island and fucking out. Well, yeah, dude.
They see so many tourists that they have these thoughts at all given times.
Yeah.
And the second something happened, like my guess is that guy just had a frustrating day or whatever, and then he snapped on them. Because it wasn't something you'd get mad about. It's COVID, right? You're sitting they were like so close to each other at their table. It's already a small table. Like, let them sit there. But he popped off quick. Quick.
Also, like,
it was like when the light turns green and somebody honks. Like, bip, bonk.
Yeah. I'm also, I mean, he might have not having a great day, but I'm very much like that in certain situations. Dude, I got so heated at a server, and I've been a server for many years, so I'm incredibly respectful to them because I know how hard their job is. I think this was like 2 days ago. I was on this like coffee date with this girl, and everyone's
wearing... Oh, you acted out on a date?
Oh, bro, yeah, I forgot I was on a date for a second.
Guess who's not getting a phone call back?
She was the one that I broke the headboard on. So the answer is yes, exactly what you're saying.
Okay. What happened on the date?
So we sat down, and we were there for like 5 minutes. Enough for someone to just be like, hey, the server's going to come, or do you guys want water? Something. Like 5 minutes, that's enough time.
And is this a nice restaurant or?
Medium grade at the best. But it was like a cafe. Thing. Like nothing crazy.
Okay.
So no
but
one
they
came.
Did have waiters and waitresses.
They were buzzing all around.
Gotcha.
And no
it's
one.
Not like a. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. There was a waiter over, right? So they kept walking by, and eventually I kind of just flagged this lady down, and they're all wearing masks. I flagged a lady down, and I was like, hey, when you get a second, can we just like put an order in, right? And she was like, whatever, maybe 10 feet away from me. She stopped, looked at me, and then just walked off.
Oof.
Like into and she took like 3 steps, like leaving like towards the kitchen, and I go something to the effect of like, hey, cool, thank you so much, I really appreciate that. I just want something like that, right? In front of a girl that I barely know, and it was like. Will I say it was more aggressive than I wanted it to come out? Yes, it was. It was.
How did you say it?
I said, let me get there. So like I was like, hey, when you get a second, can we just put in something. And she walked away. I was like, oh yeah, cool, thank you, appreciate it. That was a lot of help. Appreciate it, thank you. It's too much. Yeah. We're in a restaurant. There's people. It's a girl I barely know in front of me. Too much. 100% too much. And what fucked it all up for me. Is the woman went in the kitchen and came right back, and then she was going to get the menus.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though. In my defense, everyone, she had a mask on, and she didn't let me know that she heard me. She wasn't like, oh, cool. Right. So maybe she said
She might have said, like, just a second. Yeah.
In her head, like, oh, okay, I got you. But no, like, no mention with the hand.
With the mask in between, like, the plexiglass.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I'm yelling at, like, these, like, sweet, innocent, like, mm-hmm. It's like 18-year-old girls working at the Habit. I'm like, can I get a double? Like, and then I'm like, lettuce wrap. And you can't sound manly when you're yelling lettuce wrap. And it's just this whole ordeal. And then it comes out and it's just not even what you ordered.
Not even close.
It's just tuna tartar. Tuna tartar. Tuna tartar.
Tuna tartar.
What's tuna?
Tuna tartar? Tuna's not real.
Tuna. Dude, the fish in fucking Hawaii.
I mean, it's gotta be,
dude. So good.
You just put your head in the ocean and fucking pull out a salmon.
The fish, amazing.
When you say like fish in Hawaii, in my head it's just like Maui Maui fish. I don't even know if that's real.
Mahi mahi.
Thank you.
Maui Maui is an island.
Is it?
Maui is an island.
Maui's an island.
But if you say it twice,
you're just
enough drunk.
You just like Maui Maui.
Oh my god, dude. We stayed in Waikiki Beach, which I didn't know anything about it, but that's like the I guess
that's what I say when I come.
Waikiki.
But that is to me is like, oh, it's like if you stayed in Venice Beach of like Los Angeles. It was so touristy.
Oh no.
There was so many just hammered people from all around the world.
Yeah.
And the most Chattanooga just blacked out. There's people just passed out on the beach. I was like, this is not Hawaii. This is Daytona Beach.
Well, that's why the dude wanted to fight the women in the goddamn shrimp place.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I have to step over drunk people from Tennessee to get to my front door.
Yeah.
I hate everyone here.
Yeah, it was it was a great time. I mean, there's so much on Hawaii that I don't know. Let's talk about my Patreon. Get some fun stuff out there. You know, pull my dick out. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Hold on. Hold on.
Well, you know how me and the lady are all about that.
Oh, there are so many places to fuck outside.
Yeah.
Hot springs, is that a thing?
Yeah, well, you actually sit on a hot spring, and it's just like a natural bidet for you. So I used a bidet for the first time. Use a bidet. Our hotel room had a bidet in it.
Did you just come?
Well, it's big in Japanese culture. And I don't know, Hawaii is the same distance from California as it is to Japan.
No.
Allegedly.
I don't know where Hawaii is.
I don't know where anything, I would say... east of Nevada is.
Because here's the thing. When we learned maps, it was always just, I always thought Hawaii was in a square.
What does that mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Like the little, like the map will have the zoom in thing over on the corner. Show where it is.
Wow, that's a very, somebody is laughing very hard at that.
I know,
right?
I just thought it was funny that if you always,
yeah, the disrespect.
Like, oh, Hawaii's just in a square. You're like, no, it's not. But I literally don't know where it is because it's just always to the right of the fucking America.
And like, that's like that way.
Oh, that doesn't help at all. Where's it? Where's it next to?
It's Canada? Literally just chilling, middle of the ocean,
by itself.
Yeah, by itself. You're just 5 hours over the water on a flight, just all water.
Oh, hold on, the whole flight's over water.
Whole flight, because when you leave LAX, you're boom, water, water.
So scary,
terrifying. Any turbulence, and I'm like, who am I making out with on this flight when we go down?
What are you doing if there's turbulence? I'm sorry. What are you doing if the flight's going down? What are you doing?
I'm
fucking a stewardess. You got to do something wild.
Yeah, because it's weird because you want to be heroic, but you're also horny. So how do you do a combo? You make love to the pilot and then try to steer the plane up, but that doesn't do anything?
Yeah. You guys
like, so the wings are falling off. Going up's not going to do anything.
Like, shut up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Make out with me, Derek.
Oh, I fuck it. Yeah, I mean, you got to do something.
I'm running up to first class and fighting them just for no reason.
That would be fun.
And be like, no.
Yeah.
You didn't live a better life than me. Oh!
Ah! But it would be funny because, like, if you were with your girlfriend and you started making out with suitors, your girl's like, hold on, what? All right. But it's like, I don't want to have sex with you. I've already done it. I have 15 minutes left to live.
15? Huh? Do you think it's 15 minutes? Are you getting it up?
Listen, if someone goes, you have 15 minutes to live, I'm getting a nut off. I don't give a fuck.
I just picture, you know how in old planes they would wear those goggles and like the fucking, like the skull cap? To,
yep.
Like, I just picture my dick is putting that on immediately as it's like, we're going down, but I'm going up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to, right?
Could you imagine?
It's like you have 15 more minutes left to live and you're on a plane. First of all, I'm like, give me 19 gin and tonics. I'm getting fucking wasted and I'm having sex with as many people as possible, which is one person.
You like chug the gin tonic. I'm ready. It just ends.
Then. I'd like to say this before we get into sock talk. one more thing that happened with this girl. The whole thing was kind of wild. She was joking around at the restaurant. It was the date before the one I just talked about, the coffee date, right? Same girl. But we were joking around, and she was like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to show you my feet, whatever. And I was like, oh, do you know? Do you know about that? And she goes, what? And I was like, well, I like feet. I guess I'll just tell you now.
Yeah.
She's like, no, tell me, no. And I was like, yeah, I mean, she's like, oh my God, like in there like a really weird way. And I was like, I mean, not like, I don't want you to like make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with them, but like,
well,
I might be into
put
that.
Put some almond butter on, you got yourself a deal.
Oh shit, nut butter. So, and she was like, oh my God, like, I was like, no, not super weird. It's like, you know, just like, regular shit.
I just like to use your feet as a fleshlight. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, not a big deal. And she goes, she literally just takes a big pause and she goes, do you want to see them? In Le Restaurant, which is the restaurant in French. Babel.
Wow.
Yeah, and she.
What shoes was she wearing?
Vans.
That's an easy.
Van off, sock off. She was like, and I was like, 10 out of 10, Daddy Jenkins. 10 out of goddamn 10.
This is all in the restaurant.
Restaurant. So I damn near, yeah.
While the waiter's like, fuck table 3, and then you're out there just sucking on feet.
No, it was different. It was different nights.
Oh. Multiple nights?
Yeah, two different dates. Who am I?
Wait, two different dates? This is not the waiter you yelled at night.
No, different night.
Different night, same girl?
Different night, same girl.
What?
Oh, different night, same girl. Wow. Name of my bio.
Is she local or did she?
She's from Waikiki.
Well, maybe it's me. I don't know.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, well, we got to get into Sock Talk. But
oh, like, shit. Yeah, we got to go.
We'll talk more Hawaii and Patreon. But do I look more tan?
No.
I think you do.
I honestly.
You got island vibes.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm also wearing so much clothing and so much distracting shit. But yeah, island vibes. You know the vibes.
Is that what they do?
Sock Talk.
Is that what they do? Island vibes and they do this?
This is.
What is that?
It's like a sign. It's
the
like,
thumb of the pinky. Is this from Hawaii?
Like a, yeah. Shaka? Is that it? It's like, what's up? It's like, what up?
But is this from Hawaii?
This is actually how they get down.
Finger people?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. I got to ask one question before we
hang
go.
Hang loose?
Huh?
Hang loose?
Is hang loose from Hawaii?
Yeah.
How do you say Hawaii?
There's two.
Oh, you can't be having two.
Well, I think it's like there's Hawaii and then if you're from. I think that's more on brand. Hawaii.
Was there a bunch of white people that were from Cincinnati being like, oh, I love it. It's really fun. Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. Bethany, shut the fuck up and say Hawaii.
Yeah. One drunk guy was just like, is this Wisconsin Beach? And I was like, well, you're in the right place, sir.
I really think that you should just have a BB gun and you should be allowed to shoot whoever you want. Just, this Hawaii, Wisconsin Beach?
But as just like a no.
Yes.
Just like a. You know, you can spray it, a cat or dog a water bottle,
yep.
A human version. No.
Yeah. Just no. And no. Yeah, maybe like a paintball. Just like it hurts a little bit, but like there's a lesson to be learned there.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's constant. Oh, fuck. And just everyone shoots him.
Sorry,
I think, honestly, society would be so much better.
Yeah. One day they close out the pool because somebody's shit in it.
Guys, this episode is sponsored by... Hold on. What?
We think. The last day, we didn't go in the pool because we were just on the beach the whole time. But like, we were about like, oh, let's go in the pool. You know, it's been fucking a trip. And then this guy working there is like, yeah, we had to close it down early. Somebody had an accident. Yeah, I don't think somebody dropped their phone in there.
Or maybe someone died. Just dead of scurvy.
And then shit themselves.
Oh, that's what happens.
Shit yourself.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life.
Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Socks.
Goddamn. Guys, sock talk.
Let's get into it. Let's do it.
Let's get into
it. Let's get into it.
Gabe, sock talk.
Do you love me?
All right. We got a question here. This is from Connor Barbush, and he says, what's the best way to get your girl's mom to notice you?
To be?
You got
to
do some dad type shit. You got to bring, like when you're carrying all the groceries, tuck in your shirt under the armpit so it's a little tighter, and you get the bicep veins going. Do some shit that would get a mom off, you know?
I think mow the lawn shirtless.
Mow the lawn shirtless, show. Classic.
And here's the thing, I don't even think you ask. I think you just walk in the shed, grab the lawnmower at like 10 a.m. and just start mowing. And then she's going to be like, damn it, Bob. I wanted you to mow the lawn 2 weeks ago and
but
you
Bob
haven't.
Bob died 2 years ago?
Oh, he's dead. He's in an urn. She's talking to the urn. It's wild.
Even if you live in an apartment, you know, she looks out the window and you're just mowing the fucking carport. Get in there.
Dude, if you mow the lawn shirtless, and I would start with baby
jeans,
oil on.
Jeans,
tight jeans.
Tight jeans.
Put some socks in there, stiff ones.
Yeah, and maybe once or twice a week put on Top Gun and then leave the room.
Ooh.
And then come back out shirtless while mowing the carpet.
And then walk in and say, mortgage is paid, bitch, and just walk out. Wow.
It's the girlfriend's mom?
Yeah. First of all, break up with the girlfriend. So if you're trying to,
let's scale this back real quick.
Yeah.
She notices you, but what is she going to do? Bang her daughter's boyfriend?
I mean, that couldn't be the hottest sentence you've ever said. Can you imagine having a girlfriend and then the mom is like, can I beat? The answer is, yeah. What's better than having sex with your girlfriend's mom? Is there anything better than that? Having shrimp on Waikiki? Maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting pitch because, like, what is this guy's end goal here? Like, is he, like, using her to totem pole and get to the next one? And
I don't know, but think about this. That's happened by the billions. Like, you were dating this is like a Jerry Springer episode. You're dating the daughter, God, and then you start dating Jerry Springer. The mom.
Yeah. And then the mom and the daughter fight on national television.
Oh, it's the best. And they miss. Remember when Steve got a goddamn show?
Who's Steve?
The bald head, Harvey? Security guard?
The security guard had a show?
Yeah, he had a Jerry Springer-esque show, and it was called, like, Steve or whatever.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he hosted it. It was hilarious.
And I love Jerry Springer. I used to watch this shit every summer, in like high school. My parents would be out. I'd just wake up late, have the house myself, and I'd just watch Jerry Springer. It's a great way to start your day. I don't even need coffee. I'll just watch people get their ass beat, you know, over something stupid. Somebody's banging the wrong shift leader at Wiener Schnitzel, and now they're and now people are swinging. The best is literally the roast at the end of the show.
The what?
The roast.
Roast, yeah.
They're all lined up, and they're like, all right, now the audience gets to talk shit. And be like, hey, Marissa, what's it like looking like a goddamn salmon out of water, you whore? And she's like, fuck, you'll beat this shit.
Yeah, I literally forgot about that part of the show until right now. It was a wild episode. It was a wild piece of the show.
Yeah, and dude, I'd be so nervous if I was in the crowd, like, not to stutter. Because you get one shot. But the people that hit fucking throw haymakers. Some people probably say shit and they just don't air it.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine being like, okay, I'm in in two, yeah, and you're just shadow boxing in the corner trying to fucking pump up to get ready?
Just the worst insult ever. What's it like looking like a college professor? Huh?
Boom!
Beat the shit out of the guy. What's he gets on the show. Jerry just goes, go to the front.
You know what it is. Steve, beat his ass. Man, what is it like looking like
Oh my God. Could you imagine if they just let the people on the show, like not the audience, like just run up and start beating the guy's ass? The guy's like, well, Jerry, protect me. He's like, no.
No, this is the higher show. Higher ratings.
Yeah.
I think it got, it was running for so long. That idea was probably pitched.
Yeah. Should we let somebody beat their ass?
Yeah.
Was Ron Artest the one that ran into the stands and beat somebody?
Yes.
God, I found out about that, he was playing for the Pacers back then, yeah?
Yep.
God, sports trivia, I know it. I was like, this guy's my idol.
Idol, dude. Can you imagine? And you're just like sitting there just because.
Dude, you were mad when the lady went to go get a menu. Ron Artest got hit with a water cup and was like, well, time to beat some ass.
And did you see how. Well, Ron Artest is a massive human being, but did you see how small the dude was? I mean, he was tiny patiny. I mean,
did he like beat his ass or did he just like chase him?
Oh no, he got hit. I'm pretty sure he got hit.
Dude,
a Ron Artest Meta World. First of all, you can't change your name. We know that you beat someone's ass. You beat a fucking you beat Rick's ass.
World peace is crazy. Maybe not so global. You know, do like city peace.
World peace. Do we need it? How boring would it be if we're all just like, everyone loves each other? All right. What's next? That's why this guy's trying to fuck his mom. He's all bored. I can't believe this is a real question. I love this guy. What's his name? Metal World Peace? Yeah, I think you mow the lawn naked. Not naked. Baby oil up before you go on because you want to look like
you're... Yeah, baby oil up before you go to the pool.
Ooh. Yeah, always run your hand through your hair. Always make sure your hair's a little damp.
Yeah, there you go. Also, when you guys are at the pool, wait till your girlfriend jumps into the pool. And then be like, oh, fuck, if only somebody could put sunscreen on my back.
Yeah.
And don't get the spray. Got to get the lather.
And then just never turn over on your back and just always just, or just stay on your back.
Instead of sunscreen, it's just lube.
This is a great idea. And then you're like, hey, I can't.
Dim the lights, aka the sun.
Yep. And you're like, wow, it's kind of dark out. Can you turn this flashlight on? You hand him a flashlight.
You think the sun ever gets tired? He's like, I'm going to take a day off. It's always gone. He does.
Every night he takes a day off.
No, he doesn't. Because he just works on over to China.
Oh,
he's working two jobs.
You thought when it was night, the sun was done?
Listen, man, you don't even know what Chicago is.
Where's Cabo?
Cantina? Where do you not know where it is? Idaho?
I went on a date with a girl and she was like, you want to go get margaritas at Cabo Cantina? And I was like, yes. Do I want to raise a family with you? No.
Jesus. What?
Cabo Cantina as your first date?
Oh, yeah. It's whore fun, bag. Every single time I went there, you're smashing cheeks, raw dog. She's not even asking. I swear to God.
There's a 5-minute wait, and she's like, oh, I guess just blow you. You're like, in front of her?
Huh?
I mean, I'm in, yeah.
Yeah, and then she goes, you're wearing Hanes. You're like, fuck you, bitch.
The Hanes laughter is crazy.
She laughed after she said it.
You threw those boxes away. You still got them.
Oh, no, they're burned. You can't keep them from getting roasted.
You write Lacoste on them?
Dude, but I mean, listen, are they like a little loose because they're older? Sure.
Yeah.
I
definitely have those boxers. Yeah. Where you go, I have like 35 pairs of boxers. I could just throw away the shitty ones and do my laundry more.
Yeah, but then you got to do your laundry more.
I only do my laundry when boxers and socks are out.
100%.
What is the other way?
People like do weekly laundry. Like it's a chore.
Like, you ever been to Target and they have laundry bags that are like hampers that are like the size of like a Home Depot, like orange bucket. And you're like,
bigger. Make them bigger.
My hamper is half full with clothes that I'm like, you're dirty, but you don't make priority wash. And I should just do two loads, but I go, that's so many quarters.
I will do laundry with just underwear and socks. And there are towels at the bottom of my goddamn laundry basket that hasn't seen the day of light since Eisenhower was president. That's how old it is. And they're like, the towel's like.
I have my PE shorts from seventh grade at the bottom of mine.
I think I have my PE teacher at the bottom of the thing. He's dead. I killed him. Guys, sock dog.
What is it with apartment washer and dryers that they just, what is it? Put them down.
Mine?
They're on a ventilator, all of them. Yours works?
Oh, mine works, but in the, we have one washer and one dryer.
Same.
Okay. And the dryer, you know how there's like little baby blades in the dryers?
Nope.
Yeah, you do. If you look inside the dryer, what are they called?
Fins.
Fins. Okay.
Blades.
That works.
They're not like sharp, right?
Blades makes it sound like you're fucking cooking hibachi over here. By the way, you know I talked shit about hibachi recently.
Right.
There was one in Hawaii, and we went just on some fuck it. Let's just be drunk and go to hibachi. This guy crushed. He did the volcano. He did the fucking. He had a laser pointer.
He
was throwing shrimp into my mouth.
Listen, if you should throw a shrimp in my mouth, I'll bang you. I'll bang you.
Well,
it's the hottest thing in the world.
I'm bringing shrimp to the Patreon.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, anyways, I feel like washer and dryer is just, especially notorious apartment ones, they're just like, you put in the extra quarter for the extra, you know, 15 minutes.
Doesn't work.
And you always take it out, and they're just like, man, what do you want from me?
Dude.
Let me live.
Every single time I take stuff out of the dryer, I have at least 3 or 4 hoodies that are soaking wet.
Yeah.
Duvet, soaking wet.
That's what I'm saying. And then you do another round, and then they're fully done?
No. I don't got that much
time.
I
wanted to make like a TikTok or something. I was like interviewing my dryer and just like smoking a cigarette. He's like, man, fuck you.
Yeah, but And the people that have washer dryers in their homes or their apartments, I'm the most jealous ever. Because if stuff is not dry, you know what they do? They just press start and it goes again.
Yeah.
We have to add three more quarters.
The only time I've ever had clothes that are like normally dried is when I go to my parents. Even then I fuck it up because I don't know how to use their shit.
It's too crazy.
There's like a turn dial and it's like delicate, hot. I'm like, there should be one button that says wash and one button that says dry. Do you separate whites and darks or darks from whites?
No.
I don't either. My girlfriend's like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. I'm like, this is all...
It's all the same.
Yeah, stop washing such vibrant colors. Why are you throwing in fucking dandelion yellow in there?
Everyone. It doesn't matter. Unless you're doing bleach. If you're bleaching some stuff, you can't throw...
But I think you're supposed to wash whites and darks on different temperatures or something.
Dude.
I don't know any...
I'm not a fucking biologist.
Also, I buy t-shirts from H&M. If the shirt is fucked up, it was fucked up to begin with.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm getting two pumps out of this. And that's about it.
Pre-shrunk? Best idea in the world.
Pre-shrunk?
Yeah, you get a t-shirt that says pre-shrunk. Oh, do you know how many shirts I've lost to shrinkage?
That is devastating.
Your favorite one?
Like, yeah, but somebody online was like, you can restretch a shirt and you soak it in conditioner and sing it. I was like, this is too much.
It's like, I got a job.
Yeah.
You don't have a job. That's why you know this.
Yeah, I'm not going to do surgery on a shirt. I'm going to spend another $8 at H&M and get another shirt.
I hate most people.
I just hate when things don't do its job. Like washing dryers and they still want to be assholes? No. Blinds when they fuck up? No.
Tables? Be straight! We're throwing this out. We're throwing this out.
Tables come out of the factory and they're just like, ready? Is there a marketing scheme behind that?
Yes, they want us to buy new towels. New tables.
No, because you buy a new table and then that table's lopsided.
Yeah.
You know who would make $1 million? If somebody goes, well, now they have tables that have like screws at the bottom that you can like extend it. So
yeah, but then you have to extend it. Who's got time for that?
But it's like, table, you have one job. Be flat.
I don't like fixes. Dude, hey, why don't you do this?
You ever try to do work at a coffee table on one of these like circular tables? And you every time you hit the space bar, you're like wobbling. You're like, I feel like I'm doing the goddamn typos over the fucking San Andreas Fault right now.
And then you go, hey, excuse me, server. Can you? And then they bring
the mask on, and then they say, "Shut the fuck up!" And you're like, "Wow, cool, okay."
And then the date looks at you like, "I'm never. You're not gonna have my children."
And they bust your feet out.
Yep. Oh, that was the hottest. What? Not okay. Feet. But I hate feet hard. This is the last thing before we jump into the goddamn secret sack. When you go, oh, the table's moving wobble wobbles, and then they bring over Sweet and Low. Fix the table, bitch. Don't bring me sugar. When they bring, they go, oh, how about two Sweet and Lows? How about you get a fucking new table? Yeah, this coffee's like, $9.
Here we go. Time to get in some coffee. And wait, what am I doing under here?
And then they just stay under there until the place closes.
Yeah. And health inspectors are like, sure. Every restaurant I've ever been to, I go, there's no way this kitchen passes the health.
Correct.
Like, you ever walked past a popular kitchen?
Yeah, they're cooking steaks underneath their armpits.
It is crazy back there. The guy's got machetes. One guy was just doing key bumps off a trident, and it's like,
can't do that.
The inspector's like, hey, yeah, because these guys are in the mob.
Every place I go to that's Italian, mob owns. I just always think mob owns.
Jersey Mike's?
I fucking hate Jersey Mike's, unless they sponsor this podcast. We already talked about
this. You're an idiot.
Jersey Mike's can suck a whole round dick.
Well, I'm glad this is the last podcast on my channel. I love Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's is so goddamn good. Fucking love them. Secret Sock.
Guys, we're moving channels.
Go subscribe. We're almost at 10K on there. Turn up.
All right, we got a Secret Sock anonymous submission. This person says that
read their
she...
name. What fucking noises came out? What the fucking most flatulent pussy queef and fart?
Dripping all over his hand.
Dude, just let it out. There's no winning.
Spit take.
The landlord hates us. What are we going to...
He said read the name. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Read the name.
Oh, my God. This is the wettest I've ever made a floor. Oh, God.
I don't know about that.
Oh, shit.
Dude, how's wet wank?
Oh, my... You commented on my TikTok.
Wait, are you serious?
TikTok.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
She
commented on my TikTok. I ain't gonna see. Oh, I'm gonna see.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. We might want to front load this.
Wet.
Yeah.
Recently commented on your TikTok.
Yep. You know what she said?
Was it TikTok about her?
No, but she made it about her. This bitch.
What'd she say?
it was a TikTok about how it was like, when you kiss, you exchange 20 million bacteria. And then my reaction was like, oh, that's gross. Oh, that's disgusting. Psych, I put feet in my mouth. That was it. Yeah. And then she literally commented like, oh, is this how I got COVID from you? Ha ha ha.
Oh, she said ha ha ha.
Oh, that makes it all better.
You're back on.
No, you're such a 20-year-old right now. No, she's not. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
It's playful.
Is it? You ruined my life.
Dude, she's trying to come back in.
Oh, and you're about to come back
out?
Put her in, coach. What am I, an idiot?
Yes? Dude, you be fucking breaking headboards off. Maybe... Bro, now is the time to get breaking headboards.
I've been making headboards.
That's add that to the wet web joke. I'll be breaking headboards.
That's true. Oh, the wet web joke has been fucking crushing.
I've
reordered the thing. All right. This episode is 20,000 years. I'm so sorry. I just did a spit
sitting
take.
Sitting in a fucking lagoon over there.
All right, guys. Oh my God. This is why you should watch the YouTube, because I don't know if I just literally just did a spit take for 15 minutes. I'm so sorry, Gabriel.
I'm going to read it fresh. We got anonymous submission. She says, I got involved with two brothers at different times and they still don't know and they still both want me.
Like brothers or like brothers?
I'm thinking brother brothers.
Like brother brothers.
Yeah.
And they still don't know? They can just smell each other's cock. Yo, that sounds familiar as shit.
Man, it's fully off the deep end right now. Literally in front of the fucking pool. I mean, Jesus Christ. What, are they twins? If they're twins, I feel like there's some logical...
What if they're Siamese twins?
Yeah, brothers just don't know. Is that...
I'm crying.
Is that...
I mean, that's wild. Is she asking, like, does she tell them?
No,
or she's just letting us know?
She's just letting us know, yeah.
That's, honestly...
I love it.
I love it, too. Yeah. That's some boss-ass work right there. Great for you.
Yeah.
Realistically, though, if it was me, because I do have a brother, if it was me and I messed around with some girl and then she banged my brother, I kind of would want to... If I didn't have feelings for her, I would want to know so I could high-five my brother, because that's my Eskimo brother. That'd be kind of tight.
Eskimo brother, brother.
To have to Eskimo brother, brother.
Wow.
That'd be... I mean, if I loved her, then I would have to kill him, I think. But, like, if it was just some transactional thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
interesting.
What if you had a girl that banged your sister and then banged you?
Wait, what?
You heard me.
The girl banged my sister, then the girl bangs me?
Yeah. Would you be all
that
out?
Too many.
What's up?
You said the word bang and sister in the same sentence without saying the word
step.
Yeah. Step is the saving word in all of that.
Yeah.
Step.
I have a stepmom. I know I keep saying that, but I just, like, every time I think about it, it's just so weird to me.
Stepmom. The girl tried to sell you a car. Is this still the same episode? She's a stepmom for sure.
100% she's a stepmom. Or she has stepkids. She had knockers. I don't even like knockers. She had knockers. I want to knock them. Come inside. God damn. I'll buy this Audi. Oh, I said it.
Whoa. All right. Well, this was the last episode on my channel. And I think we went out with more than a bang.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. So go find the Stiff Socks on YouTube. We'll link it in this video on YouTube. Just so you have it to make it easy. Click subscribe just so you don't have to search for it every week. But, yeah, man, I'm super excited to see where that page goes and really just keep continuing the community.
Uh-oh. Man, you know what? I think that's a great way to sign off. I'm not going to do my normal shit because I think that's a beautiful way to sign off. May 5th, we're switching over from Trev's channel to our channel, so go subscribe, as he said. Also, if you want to hit that Patreon, you get 4 extra episodes a month for only $5. Go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And, yeah, man, we will see you next Wednesday, man. Love you guys, and thank you so much for building this. And, see you soon. Peace.
Sheesh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.